inspired by Marconi's first radio message from the island, Can You Hear Us?, is planned as a transformative programme of activities designed to reframe the Isle of Wight to itself and the world as a contemporary, progressive and ambitious set of distinct communities, a place in which young people can flourish and which values and nurtures everyday creativity, spanning the 33 parishes and the 9 towns of the Isle of Wight. Can You Hear Us? Will culminate in a 6-week series of events in the autumn of 2026 that builds a more connected and resilient island.
Are you ready to celebrate for 6 weeks? This autumn on the Isle of Wight, Can You Hear Us? Is celebrating all that the island is.
The project producer of Can You Hear Us, Joe Ridley, is now going to tell us what it is.
Do you know what? It's actually a real joy. It's been really, really fun pulling it all together. And Creative Island did all the legwork before, so Creative Island are a development agency, creative development agency on the Isle of Wight, and they put together a bid. So this is with the Arts Council. It's something called a place partnership, which I think the easiest way to think about it is like a mini town of culture. You know, you get like City of Culture and like Bradford and different places around the UK. This is like a smaller version of that for the Isle of Wight. And it's honestly been a lot of fun. It's quite a big project. There's going to be small events starting to happen from March, but the main chunk of events is 6 weeks in autumn, between September 11th and October 24th.
We're talking theatre, carnival, music, new public art, foraging, shared meals, poetry, nature connection, island craft, landscape artists, storytellers, choirs and folklore.
So hopefully this will have a really good positive knock-on effect.
Definitely. Yeah.
And boy, could we do with it, couldn't we, at this time?
Yes! Oh my gosh, yeah.
And do you know what's amazing is we had a microgrants programme and we're doing loads of like small community-led activity all over the island. And when we put the applications out, we got 84 like applications for that. 50 of them were incredibly strong. We whittled it down to about 24. And that is going to be 24 different things happening that anyone can get involved in for free. Everything from music to there's going to be like cultural celebrations. They can get involved in painting, nature connection. There's going to be some foraging. Like, there's just so many little things that are happening, but we're going to start sharing all of that in March and people can get involved in for free to do all those things.
Join the celebration. Visit our website at canyouhearus.uk.
I'm Robin Simpson. I'm the chief executive of an organisation called Creative Lives. We work across the UK and the Republic of Ireland. We've been going since 1991. And we act as the national voice of the amateur arts. So if you think about every choral society, amateur dramatics group, lace makers, quilters, painters, recorder players, handbell ringers, all those creative hobbies across the country, tens of thousands of groups, millions of people. We are their spokesperson. We're their national organisation. We speak to governments, funders, arts councils, policymakers, local authorities on behalf of those groups. And we provide a lot of information and advice to the volunteers who set up and run those groups in their local communities, helping them to do what they do, to cope with the logistical challenges of running a group and to make the most of their creative activities.
First person to visit the Vectis Radio studios to tell us about what they're up to during the Can You Hear Us project was Nia Collins.
Yep.
Go on, tell me about Nia.
Nia's Welsh. It's a Welsh name. Yeah.
So lovely.
The Land of Song.
The Land of Song, which, well, it sort of brings us nicely on to what you do and what your organisation does. Just tell us what the organisation is.
Yeah, so I work for Southampton Isle of Wight Music. We are part of the South Coast Music Partnership, regional music hubs that exist across the entire country. And our reason for being is to support music making for young people.
So tell me what you're doing for the Can You Hear Us project.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have a strand within the bigger Can You Hear Us project. So the music hub, our strand of that will be called Songs of Place. So across 2026, from kind of January onwards and leading up to a final event in October, we will be doing a kind of cross-generational music project celebrating the Isle of Wight and giving young people, local musicians, a platform to be heard through songwriting and kind of sharing their stories about the island, where they come from, taking pride in the island itself. So that will be in the form of songwriting workshops that will happen in schools. It will happen with community groups, families, local music leaders, amateur musicians. And the idea is that across the year, we will pull together a playlist, a Spotify playlist, a kind of album of songs from the island, which will culminate in a performance event happening in Ventnor Exchange's Big Top in October in Sandown. We've also commissioned a brand new piece of music, a new commission that will pull together all of those community groups into one kind of massed performance event as part of that event in the Big Top.
Sounds amazing. The music is all being created by the young people and the people that are involved.
Exactly that, yeah. So we are just, all we will be doing is facilitating them to create the content for this.
We want culture to be more visible, to include everyone, and to be easier to take part in, and for the Isle of Wight to be recognised as the creative island it is.
Tell me about Stone Crab's theatre.
Yeah, so Stone Crabs has done work kind of all over the world, but it's now based on the Isle of Wight, and it's a theatre company that focuses on telling unheard stories and underrepresented voices. But yeah, now based on the island and offering lots of good opportunities for young people as well in the arts.
What are you doing for the Can You Hear Us project?
Yeah, so we're doing some performed walks, which we did some earlier this year, and we're bringing them back next year. So both Katie and I were lucky enough to write one of the performed walks each. So the performed walks are basically bringing a historical figure to life and having them take you around a particular town linked to their heritage.
Just tell us how it works, because I'm picturing you getting dressed up and walking around Newport with people and giving a talk. Is that how it works?
Yeah, essentially. So we have an actor who is playing the part of Charlotte Mew, Virginia Woolf, Oscar Wilde, and they're taking you around the town that they're most associated with, telling you about their life, telling you about their connections to the island. So, for instance, Virginia Woolf will meet you at Freshwater Bay. And tell you about how she finds herself back in Freshwater in 2026. And then she'll take you on a walk around Freshwater to a local church where there's a plaque dedicated to one of her aunts, and to Dimbola Lodge because Juliet Margaret Cameron was Virginia Woolf's great aunt. And she'll take you around and tell you how she's linked to the island, what she used to do on her holidays to the island when she was a girl.
So that was Katie and Cody from Stone Crabs. The Can You Hear Us project is inspired by Marconi's first message from the island, Can You Hear Us, supported by Creative Island, and it hosts a whole wide range of delivery partners. A celebration of the island's voluntary arts led by Independent Arts. We'll hear from them very shortly. But right now, let's talk to Peter Rainford from Arts Work. She's going to tell us about a film that's being made.
Yeah, right. So the overall project is called Can You Hear Us? And we're doing a strand called Listen Up. All our projects, the ones I was mentioning before, they're all youth-led. So we give children the opportunity to often decide what project they're going to do, what creative practitioner they're going to work with, what medium they're going to use. This is for Listen Up, we're doing a filmmaking project, and we're working with different groups of young people, and we're saying to them, basically the question we're asking is, what would you say to adults about life on the Isle of Wight, growing up on the Isle of Wight, if adults were listening? We've got two films currently beginning to be planned with two groups. One is with care experienced children, and they're looking at making a film about fostering. I mean, it's not Isle of Wight specific, but their experience is obviously based on the Isle of Wight. and we're working with Medina College, and the students there are looking at and really asking adults to listen to their point of view about how schools are run and how maybe they don't serve particularly children with neurodiversity or children who are struggling to attend school for whatever reason.
Creative Island is the cultural development agency for the Isle of Wight, committed to ensuring that everyone on the island has the greatest chance to participate, enjoy and shape the place that they live in. Now we're going to cross the water, not too far away from Vectis Radio, and have a conversation with Ian Whitmore. He just happens to be the Key Arts Centre Manager.
So we're having a really big showcase this year as part of Can You Hear Us? So, you know, Can You Hear Us? Literally, we're trying to promote the voice and talent of those alumni. So this is the 10th year actually of the Mike Howley Trust as well, so a really big showcase weekend, inviting the alumni, previous bursary beneficiaries, to come back and to perform, show where they are, what they're making, what they're doing, and try to sort of attract some a little bit of raise the profile of that platform, try to attract a bit of investment which can extend the length of that. It won't run forever if we are giving out, we give about £20,000 a year as bursaries. Over £100,000 has been distributed so far. So it's a really big showcase for Can You Hear Us, celebrating that 10 years worth of kind of emerging talent and rich talent and new artists. That's the first thing. The second one is really interesting, that we're working with Dead Man Theatre, or Dead Man, which is a theatre and production company in the island. They've recently worked with Key Arts and to R&D and create and present a piece of Freshwater 5, which some of your listeners might be aware of. It's a big Isle of Wight story. There's a very successful run, which is now on tour going around the country. But they are going to work with us to produce a new piece of theatre that explores the Newport quayside specifically from around 1870, which is when Key Arts building was built. So they're going to be looking backwards, and they're going to be exploring the voices from the past of the workers and the people that lived and worked on the quayside. And that would be a sort of site-specific piece of performance that will happen during the Can You Hear Us programme as well.
The Can You Hear Us Project 2026, supported by Creative Island, is generally taking place this autumn between September and October, but there are a few events to look out for. So keep an eye on the Can You Hear Us website.
Visit our website at canyouhearus.uk.
And it will give you all the details that you need to know. There is somewhere in the region of 20-plus Isle of Wight organisations that are involved with the Can You Hear Us project. We've heard from Southampton and Isle of Wight Music, Stone Crabs, Artswork and the Key Arts Centre. Right now we're going to talk to Kerry Tindall from Independent Arts.
We're going to be taking it to all our groups that we run in our hub and out in the community, and to 8 of the care homes, residential care homes that we work in as well. Our particular strand is everyday creativity. A key focus of the project is trying to encourage more people to take part in the arts and creativity on a regular, more regular basis, on perhaps a daily basis would be great. You know, at the moment we tend to, you know, might go to a gallery in the year, or you might head out to a museum, but it tends to be that novel visit. Whereas this is really about encouraging behaviour change, and that's absolutely been our life's work for the last 40 years. We've been building communities and an arts culture where people, as I say, engage regularly, that wouldn't consider themselves to be artists, but they come along because they want to give creativity and a more holistic, gentle approach to their health a try. So that's our strand. We've got a raft of workshops that we've planned that will start in June. Anyone can get involved, not just our participants. We want as many people to take part as possible, you know, to support our strand's ambitions for encouraging, you know, the regular islander to come along and join in. So we have workshops, as I say, running for the next 3 months from June July and August. We're going to be doing all kinds of really lovely creative things. We're going to be working with a ceramic artist, working with a textile artist. We're going to be doing some sound work with our singing groups. We're planning a large public participatory singing event, which will go on when the Can You Hear Us cultural event launches later, as you've explained, later in the year. So yeah, lots of exciting things, lots of ways for everyone to join in.
So that was Kerry Tyndall talking about the island's voluntary arts led by Independent Arts. The Ventnor Exchange will be launching their big top tent in Sandown and Newport. The new carnival building on their strand of work celebrating the history of Isle of Wight folk, and a commission of a theatre piece with the island's food producers. Vicky Wilson came into the Vectis Radio studios not too long ago. She's from the Isle of Wight National Landscape. It left me scratching my head thinking, how can this be tied into the arts?
We are commissioning three artists. So we started last year by looking at the location that we wanted artists to respond to, and we decided on the Southwest Wight offering. So three commissions. We've got one which is going to be based at Apple Durkham House, and then the other two we put out a selection of locations for artists to respond to. So we had Needles New Battery in the rocket launch site. We had Chillerton Down. We had Bryson Forest. We had St Catherine's Oratory and Compton Bay. That launched, that open call, if you like, for artists, opened in October last year. And we had an absolutely fantastic response. We had 79 applicants. And we had a really wide response as well. So some of those were local artists, we had national artists, we had international artists, we had some really early career artists and some experienced artists as well. So, yeah, it was a very sort of difficult decision-making process. And I worked with Creative Island, and we had a matrix of criteria that we judged each of the artists on. We whittled that down to seven in total, and then we took those seven applicants, we went back to them and asked them to make a 3-minute video to sell their proposal to the Isle of Wight National Landscape Youth Committee, because the youth committee were the ones who were going to make the final selection. So yes, yeah, so we had seven great videos that came back, and we took those to the Committee of Young People. So that's young people aged 14 to 24. And they went through them all, and they used the same criteria that we used, and they arrived at the three very lucky artists. And I'm excited to share those artists. So we've got Trudy Wilson that's been commissioned, and she will be working at Apple Durkham House, and she'll be responding to not just the house, but the landscape that the house sits in. So the wide sort of vista there. And she's going to start with an artist in residency there. So developing the project via research and field recordings, and again working with young people on this. The other two artists that have been commissioned, we have Hector McKinns. He's not island based, but he is familiar with island life. He grew up on the Isle of Skye, and he is a sound artist, and he's going to work at St Catherine's Oratory with a group of young people. And our final artist is Laura Hathaway. And she selected Compton Bay as her area to respond to. And she's going to be looking at the geology, focusing on mark making, and possibly creating some work on paper and sculpture down there.
Also, look out for the micro grants programme for the amateur sector delivered by Creative Lives. Now we're going to get creative with writing. We're talking to Anne-Marie Bowler from Brevity.
First of all, I'm really honoured to be a partner in the Can You Hear Us project. We're just a small arts organisation here on the island. So when they ask us to be part of it, we're really excited. We feel like we're waving the flag for good fiction. So I think what the girls said before is we're going to keep doing what we do. We're just going to do it in a ramped up kind of way. So we're going to have some themed brevities. We'd like to put some writers into some local carnivals, have them, you know, absorb all that carnival vibe and then come out and write a piece of fiction based on that. So we'll have a carnival one. We're going to do one of the things I find really exciting. We're doing a 12-word story project. So just 12 words to write a story, not a 12-word sentence, a 12-word narrative. And then we'll take all those 12 words, turn them into Polaroids. So your little 12-word story will be on a Polaroid, and then we'll take all those Polaroids and turn them into an exhibition. I'd like to get 200 12-word stories, but if I'm honest, I'd really like to get 500.
Wow.
And the lovely thing is you can help. All you need to do is follow the details on the website, canyouhearus.uk. And Vectis Radio are involved with the Can You Hear Us project, and here's Chloe to tell us what we're going to be doing.
Welcome to the Can You Hear Us project, where Vectis Radio brings the rich history of the Isle of Wight to life through audio. In this project, we explore the island's most iconic landmarks, beginning with Carisbrook Castle, where King Charles I was once imprisoned. We take a look at Osborne House, the beloved seaside retreat of Queen Victoria. At the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, we journey back through the Golden Age of Travel and Fort Victoria, and Golden Hill reveals the island's vital role in defending the nation through the First and Second World War. Our journey continues through the Victorian era with the likes of Shanklin Pier and the haunted ruins at Appledurcombe House, its location echoing the stories from generations past. But this series is not just about places. We also shine a spotlight on the remarkable figures who shaped the island's story, for royal figures such as Queen Victoria and Princess Beatrice. To the dramatic capture of King Charles I at Carisbrook in 1647, explore their connections to our beautiful island. We also celebrate iconic authors such as Charles Dickens, who famously wrote parts of David Copperfield while living on the island, to Marconi, who was a pioneer with his wireless experiments that helped to change global communication forever since 1897. And one of the reasons why you can hear me today. As the sun begins to set, we delve into the darker corners of island folklore, showing chilling ghost stories. The Can You Hear Us project is far more than just history. It's the voice as the past carries through generations that tells the story of an island rich in history, mystery, and unforgettable characters.
Most of these activities are largely self-funding the rest of the year. Yes, they're doing something special as part of Can You Hear Us, but these groups are here all year round, and so they are inherently sustainable, resilient, because they fund themselves the rest of the time. So even if there's not a further grant program like this, these groups will continue to exist, and hopefully their profile will be slightly higher as a result of being involved in this program. Secondly, we are always keen when we give out small amounts of grant funding to use it as an opportunity. It's always interesting. The amounts in some cases are quite small. It's not so much the money that we're giving, it's the sort of inspiration and almost the sort of permission and recognition. Groups who feel that they're a little bit ignored and undervalued and unseen, getting a small grant as part of this big program across the island is a form of recognition. It's that sort of badge of honor. So it gives them that sort of sense of pride and justification for their activities. So that in itself is helpful in the longer term. But also when we give out the small amounts of money, we still insist on the groups showing us that they have proper insurance in case anything goes wrong at their activity, that they are thinking about issues to do with safeguarding, particularly around children and vulnerable adults. And we'll help them if they don't have that in place. So we use the small grant as a lever to help to make these groups more safe and sustainable and protected for the future, which also then puts them in a stronger position in future years. And then finally, I would say we think that the amount of demand we've seen with the 84 applications we had across the island is showing what a rich cultural tapestry there is there at that sort of grassroots level in communities. So we're hoping to use this as an argument to councils, to funders, to the Art Council and others about further work across the island in future years. This shouldn't just be a single moment in the history of the island. This should be the start of a new sort of cultural awareness and strength there. And I think these groups are the bedrock of that.
I think culture sometimes can be a word you're like, what's that? You know, like, what do you even mean by culture? Yeah. But like, it literally is everything, like from music to nature to the arts to just the spaces that people meet in and do things that they care about, to like storytellers, artists, musicians. But it's not just it's not just like what you would naturally think of as like creative activity. It is just, it's like coffee mornings, it's places that people meet, it's so many things, shared meals, you know. So we have like quite a wide idea of what we mean by culture, and really it's about what people care about. So we just want everyone to like really feel that this is for them, everyone, like it's funny because when we talk about like what is your audience, it's like, well, it's 140,000 people on the island, because it is for everyone, and it's for people who want to come and visit, so it's for visitors as well. But what our hope and our is that everyone sort of looks at this program as like, oh yeah, there's something for everyone. And also, I think we're building it that way, aren't we?
100%. And also not just the program itself of being like, oh, this was great, it's afterwards, and it's that kind of perception change of the Isle of Wight being just that wonderful place to live, and go, do you remember when that whole event happened and how that's still continuing on now? Because like we said, we're just shining a light on things that already happen. So I mean, all the organisations that we're working with already do wonderful things annually, even seasonally. So we're kind of using that and creating this kind of sense of, yes, this happened in 1 year, but actually you can still get involved with all the things that are happening throughout. So it's Isle of Wight residents who already, I know, feel such pride of place, but actually then going, oh, there's really quite a lot of things to do here that we're really happy with and that we're proud of. It's that celebration to go, yeah, I love the Isle of Wight.
Are you ready to celebrate for 6 weeks?
This autumn on the Isle of Wight, Can You Hear Us is celebrating all that the island is.
We're talking theatre,
carnival,
music,
new public art,
foraging,
shared meals,
poetry,
nature,
island craft,
landscape artists,
storytellers,
choirs,
and folklore,
culture and community, island wide,
taking place in your town,
your villages,
your schools,
community hubs,
and outdoor spaces. We want culture to be more visible,
to include everyone,
and to be easier to take part in,
and for the Isle of Wight to be recognised as the creative island it is.
Join the celebration.
Visit our website at canyouhearus.uk.